This is The Creative Way. On the Jefferson Exchange, I'm Vanessa Finney. Some people might say that all artists are a little eccentric, but certain events lean into that more than others. The Ashland Fringe Festival is like that, with the mission of boosting underrepresented voices and connecting them to wider audiences. This year's festival runs from Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, and features 55 live events and 11 visual arts installations. Joining me on the phone to talk about it all, hopefully better than me, is the executive director of the Ashland Fringe Festival, Mary Snellgrove. Welcome, Mary.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me.
Also by phone, we have a musician performing at this year's festival, Mitchell Winters. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. We'll get to you in a moment and hear all about your music. But Mary, first, why don't you remind us briefly how and when the Fringe Fest got its start and when you personally got involved?
Yeah, so Fringe in Southern Oregon originated at Southern Oregon University. We were once the Oregon Fringe Festival, and that ran for 11 years. Such a great opportunity to involve students in the art scene on a greater scope and, increase their view by different audiences. But just about, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, there were some, transitions within Southern Oregon University, which put Oregon Fringe Festival in jeopardy. And so a group of us decided we couldn't let Fringe in our community die. So we decided to take it on. And we are now our own nonprofit called Ashland Fringe.
Okay, so that was you and a team of Oregon Fringe Festival alumni. You founded this new arts nonprofit, Ashland Fringe, in 2024, right?
That's correct.
So what's the mission of that organization? Is it solely to put on this festival once a year?
That's how we're starting, but we have already started to expand with some off-season events. Our biggest mission is to increase access to the arts. So we're really excited about bringing a totally free and open to the public festival each spring. But we hope that as we continue to grow and continue to garner support from our community, we can continue operations year-round and keep boosting that mission all season long.
Wow, that's a big vision. And I should note that even though all of this is free to attend, you do have some great swag on your website, ashlandfringe.org, and there is an opportunity to donate and support your endeavors, right?
Absolutely. And that's such a great way to support. It'll send you home with some really cool merch. Our designer is incredible, and she's got the best heart and the best vision. So you can support us and wear some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm seeing the T-shirts right now, and the designs are really cool. So one aspect of this is to lean into local, right? What percentage would you say of the artists that you present are local? Meaning, I guess, Southern Oregon or Jackson County, how would you define that?
Yeah, I'd say about 80% of our artists are local. So that's kind of just like our Rogue Valley area, but we do get anywhere from Portland, Eugene, California. We had a group last year coming from Georgia, Idaho. So we really love to celebrate our local artists, but also welcome some visitors.
And what art forms are represented?
Just about everything under the sun. this year, you can see theater, live music, film, what we're calling eclectic arts, which is going to be your storytelling, drag, puppetry, magic, anything that doesn't quite fall into one of those more traditional mediums. And we're also really excited to incorporate more workshops and community discussions.
Great. I want to hear about some of the workshops, but first, start with some of the live performances. I was curious about this Maritime Madness.
Yeah, so that is a really great group. They're doing Commedia dell'arte. They've been a part of the Fringe Festival for a couple years now, group of Southern Oregon University alumni, and they're just absolutely killing the game as young theater creatives in our community. But they put on a fantastic family-friendly show with live music, and they really lean into that traditional art form, but give it a kind of modern pizzazz.
So this is slapstick comedy, the great tradition, Commedia dell'arte, and this is accompanied by the tunes of a local band as well, right?
That's correct. Balladeer, they are fantastic, also very, very prominent in our community, and another just like great longtime supporter of Fringe. So it's great to see those two groups come together and create something so unique.
Fantastic. I was reading about another interactive performance called A Wall to a Lighthouse. What's that? You describe it as video music storytelling.
Yeah, that performance just really embodies what Fringe is about. It is this multidisciplinary, utterly unique experience that combines visual and audio, so film, live music, and this beautiful narrative about Greg Grano, a local community member, his experience walking across the country.
Right. I see in 2023, Greg walked over 4,100 miles from the border wall between California and Mexico to the West Quoddy Head Lighthouse, where Maine meets Canada. And along there, he's talking to strangers, basically.
Yeah, we're so excited to present this piece. It just really does fit with our mission of such, you know, bold and creative and out-of-the-box art.
Fantastic. Tell us about a workshop that's available during the Fringe Festival.
Yeah, so we also, you know, boast a really great visual arts lineup, and we have so many incredible visual artists, and some of them are bringing some hands-on interactive experiences. The artist known as Detour, who's local to our community, he is bringing a wheat paste workshop that will be in Lithia Park on Saturday and Sunday. So you can come and create these fabulous wheat paste collages and, you know, let your voice out.
So fun. And before we go to Mitchell, basically, what is the spread of venues that you're offering all these things at? There's multiple locations across town.
Yeah, we are so lucky to be so warmly taken in by so many businesses. We'll be at the Growler Guys, Ashland Clay House, New Restaurant, Vita Baking, White Rabbit Creator Clubhouse, The Warehouse, but most of our events are going to be taking place in Lithia Park and all of the kind of surrounding areas there. So we're super grateful to Ashland Parks and Recreation for working with us on this festival.
If you're just joining us, this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange, and my guests are the executive director of the Ashland Fringe Festival, Mary Snellgrove, and Mitchell Winters, who's been recording and touring as a musician since performing at the very first few years of the Fringe Festival. Mitchell, thanks for being patient, and I'd love to get into your music now. Now, you've got a solo recording project called Slow Corpse. Can you describe your sound for us?
Yes, so for the past about 10 years, I've been working on this little project, and I would say the sound is a blend between like indie rock and electronic pop. We try to stay in the middle of that. And yeah, it's mainly just me doing all the recordings and laying everything down, and then I have my live band that I perform with, and it's always kind of changing, but I've always been the guy that writes all the tunes.
Yeah, and do you have your own home studio? Is that how you get all the tracks down for the solo recording?
Yeah, exactly. So my home studio is very, very simple, and I encourage people to don't worry about having big, crazy stuff. You can get this stuff down with just a computer, and I've always kind of just had a traveling studio, so nothing really set in stone, but yeah, it's all very traveling stuff.
Can you describe some of the things that you get? So, you know, actual tangible, takeaways for budding recording artists out there?
Yeah, so you're obviously going to need a computer. That's the main thing you're going to need. And find yourself a DAW, which is just how you get the projects recorded. And then I just use, you know, my guitar, some bass stuff, and it's mainly electronic instruments that I try to use, and that's how you can kind of keep the whole thing cheap and affordable and get some music done and try to get it out there.
All right. And DAW being Digital Audio Workstation. I know that from my work in radio, but everybody might not. And
exactly,
and we do have a clip of Slow Corpse, so we're going to hear that now.
To think about you, and I used to hold on to my.
Nice groove there, Mitchell.
Thank you.
So when you perform with a full band under the name Slow Corpse, how does that translate? What instruments can we expect to see in your live performance at the Fringe Fest?
So our live performance, we have five members that play with us, and we do all live instruments. Like we have guitar, bass, a few different synths, and live drums. And then we also have just all sorts of sounds happening while we're playing. So, yeah.
Okay. Are these all local musicians? Anyone you want to give a nod on air?
Yeah, they are all local musicians. A few of them I've known since high school. We've been playing music together. There's Sean Siders. We have Josiah Oliveira. We have Evan Cruz and Grayson Phelps. Those are my band members. And they're okay. Amazing musicians. I'd say they're better than me playing live stuff.
Yeah, you surround yourself with better players. That's how you grow.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Slow Corpse is going to be performing Saturday, May 16th at 7 p.m. at the Butler Bandshell in Lithia Park. Yeah. And I know you've been, for the past decade or so, doing a lot of touring up and down the West Coast. I know people who want to get into that. What's involved with that logistically? You call ahead? Do you arrange accommodations? Are you touring with a band or a van that you can sleep in? How's that working for you?
Yeah, so what we do is it's definitely a fairly planned out thing where you definitely want to call ahead, and it takes sometimes months to plan out. And that's kind of the hardest part, is finding the venues. But I always encourage people to always reach out to whatever venue you want to play at, because you never know what's going to happen. And that's kind of how we have done our touring, is just word of mouth and just really pushing to get yourself out there on the internet, and it will happen for you.
Are you looking mostly at cafes or band shells in parks like you're doing here in Ashland?
It's mainly music venues. If you search up the music venue in a town you're wanting to play in, usually stuff pops up. That's how we try to do it. It's just looking stuff up on kind of a line of where we want to go and play. And the something that I encourage people to do as well is try to look for booking managers, but that can be also difficult to do. But yeah, it's not quite the easiest thing in the world, I would say. But
yeah.
I would, you know, I always encourage people to do it if they want to.
And taking part in festivals like the Fringe helps, certainly.
And oh, yeah. Like our first year at Fringe really showed me that, like, if you put your mind to it, people are going to come and support you. Yeah.
All right. Good to remember. And Mary, on that note, we've got a minute left or so. Do you want to tell us about some of the other music acts that are going to be at this year's festival? A lot of bluegrass I'm seeing, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole wide range of music, everything from bluegrass to violins to some really thick emo. So a band called Eel Salad is coming out of Portland. They performed last year, and they are just such a great danceable band. They'll also be at the Bandshell on Saturday, but kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, a really young group coming out of SOU called Sick Fish. They are an emo group, and they just really embody kind of the spirit of Fringe and that do-it-yourself grassroots feel.
Great. And you have film as well, right? I'm seeing Universal Language.
Absolutely. Universal Language is a stunning, stunning film about sustainability in the arts and how it weaves together this beautiful community in the name of one goal. That is done by Sierra Garrett and Riley Carter. That will be shown at White Rabbit Creator Clubhouse as part of our Fringe Film Festival, as well as the Ashland Food Co-op Classroom. So that's definitely one you're not going to want to miss.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mary and Mitchell, for talking with us today. I look forward to checking all this out.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
we'll
you.
There.
Really appreciate it.
Okay. That does it for another Jefferson Exchange. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Creative Way. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guests were Mary Snellgrove, the executive director of the Ashland Fringe Festival, and Mitchell Winters, who will be performing with this band Slow Corpse at the Butler Bandshell in Lithia Park on May 16th at 7 o'clock. The full festival runs May 15th through the 17th at various Ashland locations. For information on all the artists, venues, and the complete event schedule, visit ashlandfringe.org.